get it all into that matter of taste, is there, are there any absolute standards that you can measure work of art by? This is good, are you able to say this is good and this is not?
I find that very difficult to do. I really do. Since that book has been out, I find that different individuals like different poems. It all depends on them. It all depends on what they're accustomed to. Now, there might be one or two poems that a person might be able to identify with. So he likes that one. But the one that he can't identify with, he can't understand, he doesn't like it. It takes maybe a little more time to try to dig and understand what the author was trying to say. But if a person's own experiences does not carry him that way, he's lost. So he just forget about that one. I say, well, I like this one. And this is probably the same thing that happens to you, me, and everybody else. This is the reason why I say, okay, I might pick up one book that Robert Kuhn has put out. I like it. But maybe I cannot identify with the other situation that he's running into, that he's writing about, which makes it very difficult. Before we can express an opinion, we have to have some idea about what we're talking about, and what the conversation is all about, what the medium is all about, and what the environment is all about. If we don't, then we cannot express an opinion on it.
That's another interesting point. Are you saying that in order to legitimately criticize something that a person has written about, you must have experienced that to some extent yourself?
I feel so. I either have some type of knowledge about either experienced it in the physical state or mental state, mm-hmm. Reading or whatever the case might be, but at least have been exposed to it. I couldn't very well criticize you before today because I didn't know you. But now that I've met you and talked with you only a brief moment, I can form an opinion now. But before then, I didn't know you. You didn't exist.
What would you say, though, if somebody asked you about the status of poetry in this country right now? Is it in trouble? Is it thriving? Is it... What would you say?
Poetry is at a very low ebb, I feel. I won't say with everyone, because you're always going to have some individuals that possibly see poetry as a means of expression and like it. But overall, I think the pocketbook novels, I call them the quickies, really.
The Harlequin romance.
Yeah, just pick it up, and hop on a plane. And we live in the world of instant potatoes and instant grits and everything else. So
McDonald's hamburgers.
So all of our reading, too, is instant. We don't want anything that's going to tax us too much, So we just pick it up for, throw it on the plane. And when we stop at this point, we just put a little bookmark or clip in there, and we pick up where we left off. Whereas one poem is a total book. And a lot of people don't see it that way.
Yeah.
But if you read one poem, you can close the book and don't put a bookmark there. If you have lived with the author, with the poet, during his time when he was writing, or whatever experiences that he was experiencing at the time he was writing.
Would you say, too, in addition to what you said about the social phenomenon having a bearing on it, would you say possibly that part of the problem resides with some poets themselves? I've heard the complaint that, well, this man is so esoteric that he's not writing for the people, he's writing for other poets. Only another poet can understand him. When you get into this obscure school of poetry. I haven't read your poetry, I want to, but would you say that you're writing for the people or for other poets or what?
I write for myself. Let me say it this way. When I first started, I began writing, as I said before, at the age of around 13 or 14 years old. And if I remember then,